After the top of the hour, we got Katrina Kraft. She is a CPA and an expert on all things taxes.
She sure is. All right, so we are answering your last minute tips. Well, today is the day. So,
now, far as people trying to file their own taxes, doing it themselves, what is the biggest mistake you've seen out there?
The biggest mistake is actually not knowing how to file. I've had married couples to file, and they file single. So that could be a big error, because when the IRS tries to match those tax returns up, if one person files single and the other files married, that could be a big issue.
Got you. Now, as far as dealing with a reputable, agency like an H&R Block or some other places, or dealing with just the random Africans that seem to pop up just during tax time and then disappear, what's the safest?
The safest is to work with a tax professional. There has been some regulation that the IRS, they're actually asking tax preparers that are getting paid to take tests now. So you need to make sure that your tax preparer is a registered tax preparer with the IRS. And also, you may want to work with someone that's year-round, because if you're audited, you want to be able to find that person to help you.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as things that you can present at an audit, I think before we discussed bank statements, you could print out those and use those as receipts.
Yes, bank statements, credit card statements. If you have different kinds of deductions, what I would say is really work with the tax preparer, because you don't want to just open up your whole financial record to the IRS. You need to be very specific on what they're asking for and only give them what they're asking for.
And Katrina, let me ask you this. For people that have, because this happens a lot, people, we saw it after Hurricane Katrina. A lot of times people or families are doubling up. So if you have a random cousin, or if you have family that's staying with you for a while, if they're paying you rent, can you still deduct that? How does it work with adults that live together?
It really depends on if you're providing so much of their support, if you're able to claim them as a dependent. So if you're providing their food, their living, and their transportation. And then you also need to look at how much they're making. So there have been times where you've had a family member live with you, and if you're providing most of their support and they're a cousin, you can deduct them. So you really need to work with your tax preparer to decide if that's reasonable for you to do.
And is there a dependent max that you can claim?
The number of dependents?
Yes.
No.
Wow.
I have a cousin with 24 kids. I'm not kidding.
And he claims all 24 of
them? He has to, yeah.
How much does he get per child?
Not much. But, as far as the limit and the number. What if someone else claims your child, Katrina? Because you see a lot of times people, and this happens a lot, the child may live with one parent or the other, but the parent that doesn't have the child living with them, they claim them on the taxes.
Right. And there's a form that allows the parent that's not the custodial parent to claim that child. If that form has not been signed, then it can be a big issue, because I've noticed clients come to me and say, I want to go ahead and rush and file the tax return so I can claim that child. And I'm saying, are you legally allowed to claim that child?
What is earned income credit, and how do you qualify?
Earned income credit, it depends on your income and the number of children you have. So there are different thresholds. If you have zero children and you earn under a certain amount, you're eligible for earned income credit.
How you know all this stuff?
And that credit is actually money you get back.
Katrina, how you know all this stuff?
Years and years of experience.
And do college students, do they have to file? What's the max? You have to make at least $600 a year. Is that the right number to file taxes?
No. Actually, it's about $5,940, because that is the amount before you have to actually start paying taxes.
No, you didn't get it down to the cent. She said $5,940.
Gosh. All right, there it is. I appreciate it, Katrina. Thank you. Let everybody know how you can be reached.
I can be reached on Twitter at Katrina M. Kraft. And I can be reached on Facebook at Katrina M. Kraft CPA.
There it is. Hey, thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
I know you got a busy day. Make sure you drink your energy drink or something, because you're going to be running today.
I already had it.